Welcome to Vaginas, Vulvas, and Vibrators with Jordan Donnell. This is a safe place to learn about women's health and sexual wellness. I'm your host, Jordan Donnell, physician assistant, women's sexual health educator, and intimacy coach. On this week's episode of Dating with Jordan, we have a special guest joining us to talk all about the one. My favorite phrase is, they are all the one until they are not the one. And we have Celine from Sex with Baddies joining us to talk a little bit more about her thoughts on this. And we're talking all about our dating lives. It's getting super juicy. This is a fun episode. I can't wait for you to listen. Before we dive into the episode, I do want to tell you about something that I am really excited about and really hope that you guys are excited for this as well. So through this journey, I've kind of learned a lot about myself and learned a lot about what other women need. As we grow up, we aren't really taught about our body, how it works, anatomy, pleasure, orgasms, what we like, how to talk about what we like. That's just not covered at all. And I am so excited to offer a course now to help women learn these things and learn more about what they're into, how their body works, how to make it more comfortable, how to change things, and just more about women having pleasurable experiences. I am so excited for you to join me on this journey. If that's something that you're like, ooh, that sounds really cool to me, I would love to learn more about my body. I would love to learn what I'm into. I'd love to learn how to communicate with my partner. I would love to work with you, and I'd love to chat with you a little bit more about what this looks like. So go to empowered.jordandonnell.com to schedule a time to talk with me, to learn a little bit more about the program, and see if it's a good fit. I am super pumped about this, and I just can't wait to share all of this with you. So definitely go check that out, schedule a time to talk with me, and I look forward to working with you. In this week's episode of Dating with Jordan, I have Celine Manning, the Coach Baddie herself from Sex with Baddies on Instagram. She is a pleasure-positive sex educator and relationship and movement coach. She lives in Florida. She's a speaker and an educator through workshops where she promotes sexual health, sexual confidence, and sexploration. When she's not encouraging people to be a badass and feel liberated, she's usually in the dance studio or at home using movement through pole dancing and pole fitness as a way to be fit and have fun. She is super fun. I found her on Instagram and just immediately connected with her. And we've been having phone conversations every couple weeks just to check on each other, see how things are going in the business and kind of hold each other accountable. And I've been loving having her in my life. I'm so excited for this week's episode for you to hear a little bit from her. So, Celine, you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes. Hello, everyone. Yes, so my name is Celine, aka Coach Baddie. Yes. And a little bit about me is that I own a digital online platform called Sex with Baddies. And basically, we are all about empowerment. We are all about loving yourself. And that's just something I've always been passionate about, just authenticity and kindness and sex. Yeah. So I bring that to my page just every day, always giving the baddies, which is what I call my community, always giving them something to look forward to. And basically, I just help people who just regret playing small all of their life and just implementing some badass vibes in their life. Okay. And that is what I bring to people. I have coaching. I also have like workshops where I do like movements and mindfulness and like twerking and all that good stuff. So yeah, that's a little bit about me.
I love it. So I don't know if you know this, but twerking is actually one of my like favorite things to do. I love to twerk. I go to twerk class. When I move back to Ohio this weekend, I'm going to be going back to twerk class on Thursday nights. And I am so excited. Like, it's blocked in my schedule every single Thursday. Like, cannot miss it. So my favorite phrase is, they are all the one until they are not the one. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like that's the only thing I can tell myself to give these people a chance. Like, honestly, when I think of that, they are all the one until they're not the one. It's because you want to give people chances, but you will know quickly when they're not the one, you know? And sometimes it takes you a few weeks and then you realize later they are the one. So it's just, I love it because I feel like it gives people hope, but it also lets them know, like, listen, not everyone is going to be the one, you know, if you have that problem. See, me, I don't have the problem as far as, well, I won't call it a problem. My dating life is like, I have yet to meet someone that can match my goddess level. But I'm having like a barrier between, like, if they're coming into my field and they're not pouring into me as much as I know I'm going to pour into them, it's a no. So that's what comes to my head when I think of that.
Are you currently dating?
I am hibernating.
I love that. That's a good way to put it.
I'm not. Well, for this episode, I decided I was going to hop back on this dating website for this episode. And it quickly showed me that I have to hop back off. But it's because I just know my worth so much more. So it's beautiful, but it's also, can I please just enjoy this dating life? Like, I don't know if anybody else is struggling like me, but I don't know. What about you? Are you struggling? Or are you like, what is your dating life looking like?
It's not looking like anything. I wish people could see my face right now.
It's not looking like anything.
Dating for me right now is very, it's non-existent. There's nobody in my life at the moment who I see myself being with long term. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't men in my life, but
what does that mean? Because that sound like you on that sound like some friends with benefits type stuff.
I'm pleading the fifth. Oh my god, I'm pleading the fifth. Yep, pretty much.
And that's okay. That's what we're here for, right?
Exactly. It really that, you know, there is a time for everything. And for me right now, I am working more on healing myself to be ready for the one so that when they're there, I am available. But at this moment, like, I am not actually available for someone to be in a relationship with.
No, I definitely feel that. So I know you said you're healing yourself so that you can be, you know, ready for the one, but can one turn into two or three? Are you only monogamous you like that transition there?
Yes. I see how this podcast is going to go. We're interviewing me. So that's a really good question. And that's actually something that I think I do need to explore more. I've kind of always grown up in this monogamous type reality. Mm. However, I think we talked about this a few weeks ago, where I do feel like it's possible that an open relationship might actually be best for me. Mm-hmm. And the reason I think that that's the case is that I get bored easily and I like new things. Mm-hmm. I like new shiny things. They distract me. So I do think that it might be something to explore, but I have to do more work on how to introduce that, how to talk about it, and really, I guess, practice it. I mean, the only way you're going to know if it works for you is if you give it a try. Either it will work or it won't.
Right. No, it makes sense. Like, for me, I've always been a person like who is down for an open relationship. I think I was like 17 years old, and I told my boyfriend, like, I'm not 17. I lied. When I was in college, I'm getting my age mixed up. When I was like 19, I told my boyfriend, like, can we have an open relationship? Like, I'm in college. We started to have a long distance. So it just, it'll make sense. And he was just like, nope, 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 nope. So I've never got to explore and like a full open relationship, but I know that I'm down for it. As far as being in a polyamorous relationship where we're all, I mean, there's, when it comes to poly, the poly life, there's a lot distinctions. But for me, my perfect poly life would look like I want some non-binariness near me, because I just want to feel like I don't have to worry about like gender, and like I just want to try something new. So I think that's how my perfect poly life will be. Just some non-binary folks just ready to have some fun, and that we love each other. No?
Yes, I love that. And I actually have an episode coming up in a couple of months to talk a little bit more about different relationship styles. You know, what is monogamish? What is poly? What is open? How do you navigate all of that? Because I think there is so much, and are we as humans even meant to be monogamous? But there's so much that we need to kind of talk about, and people want to know, but I know that a lot of people don't know where to go to learn about it. So I'm super excited to bring that to the podcast actually soon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, definitely. Because even myself, I would love to learn more about it. Like, just where do I fall in the lines of living that type of life? What do I want to do? Like, you know, just what? Because it's like, I want to explore, but I just feel like when you go up to the average person, that conversation isn't necessarily the first conversation, you know? So it's just like, okay, yeah, you need to ask, this is a question you need to ask. How do you break into the life of like that like unconventional, some would say, dating style? That is a question. I need to know it.
Stay tuned. I got you covered on that one. I know, like, recently I was dating somebody and we were just in conversation and I was like, you know, what are your thoughts on open relationships? And his thoughts were like, absolutely not. Why would I share it if that just doesn't make sense to me? And I'm like, okay, well, that's your opinion. Like, to each their own opinion. But I was just kind of gauging where he stood before I even like suggested anything, so that I already know where it's at.
Right, right. And it's like in my life, I feel like it depends on the person who I want to be in a poly. You know, what if I don't want, depending on the person, like, do I even want a poly life with you? Do I even, or do I want you like all to myself? Like, what do I feel like I have to like figure out like how does that even look for me? So I definitely want to like look into that some more and learn.
And with poly lifestyle too, there's so many different types of poly.
Yeah.
It's not just one generic. Do you have a good definition of what a polyamorous relationship is?
I wouldn't have the best definition. No.
Because I don't have like a definition on the top of my head, but you know what? Let me Google it so that we can add it in. Give me 1 second.
Because there's just so, you know what? Because sometimes like when it comes to sex educators, everyone have like their lane, definitely.
Yeah. And
so it's just, I would want to hear from someone that is in their lane. But what does Google say?
Yeah. So for me, like, yeah, poly is not something that's in my lane by any means. It's very, I'm familiar with it, but I don't know enough about it to speak to it. So Google says, the dictionary says, polyamory is the philosophy or state of being in love or romantically involved with more than one person at the same time.
Okay, I can see what Google is trying to say. Because yeah. I'm sure you don't have to be in love, you know, or so it's like sometimes when Google just gives you the real like generic.
Super generic, yeah.
There needs to be a sex Google.
There you go. There's your next project.
Oh, whoa. You know, like that's our next project, because that's
like our next project. You know, I'll have it done next week.
Yeah, you will, and I'll just still be like, wow, this is now her project.
Oh my goodness. So, what are like? Do you think that there is more than one person that is the one?
I feel like I feel like there is, because you can connect with someone like on a friendship level, and it could be so, I want this person to be like in my life forever. And then you can have someone that connects, that you connect on a more intimate level, and you probably do want them to be in their life forever, but you probably want that like friend to be in your life more, you know? So it's just like, I feel like you can definitely share your love to different people and you'll end up like falling in love. However, I do think that the one, you can feel it in your heart if it's like the one, like this is the only person that I just connect with. Chemistry is great. We're friends. We, you know, great sex. Like, you know, like everything is just, I mean, of course there's like, you know, you do have issues, but even with the issues, you can be able to like resolve them and kind of get back into that, I love you though, you know, feeling. So I feel like to sum up my answer, I do think you can fall in love with more than one person. And I also think you can find the one. I think it really depends on the person, honestly. So
yeah. Have you felt like you've met the one before?
No. I feel like I have a best friend that is like, okay, it's going to be me and you. If nothing, you know, if anything happens, you know, we just don't find the one or the few, I don't know. Listen, we can get $1 million house together. That's fine. Just stay on that side, you know. I have like a best friend, which is why I made that distinction, because that's my experience. But I haven't found, like, as far as intimately, a like love, like not yet. Yeah. Not yet, Jordan. You got me I'm in my feelings now.
Oh no. Well, so what I was going to tell you was, for me, like, I meet a lot of men and I feel like they all have, not they all, many of them have the capability of being the one, but they mess it up and then they're no longer capable of being the one. And I'm not going to place all the blame on them, but there might be red flags that surface, because sometimes red flags don't surface initially. So a lot of times, like when I meet somebody, I'm like, ooh, yeah, there's always potential. But until I see more of what their true colors are, I can't really decipher that. Does that make sense?
No, that definitely makes sense, because I feel like I did like someone a little bit more than like. I feel like they could have been the one. They were funny. They listened to me. You know, they had all the qualities, but it was just, I feel like he was just in his own, I'm okay with being alone. Like, I'm okay with myself. I like you and stuff like that. And he would tell me that I am like the go-to girl. Like, that sounds so terrible. No, but he was just saying like, oh, you're so cool. Like I've never met anyone like you, but it's just, I'm doing my own thing. So sometimes I didn't text back, and then he's doing his own thing. So sometimes he didn't text back, but we know that we're like this. So I definitely had that situation, and I was just like, oh my God, why can't we just like each other?
Do you think that like timing is everything?
I think timing is definitely everything, because I feel like if I would have met that person maybe like a year before I did, I would have had more time for him. And I don't know if he would have had more time for me. See, the timing definitely, you know, of people is different. So that it would work for me, but for him, maybe, you know, you just don't know. But I definitely believe timing, because a lot of people, they like get into relationships, they'll have their eighth grade sweetheart, right? And it's just like, oh, and their relationship lasts for forever. And it's like, oh gosh. And then there's some people that, you know, have their eighth, they're like, we'll say high school sweetheart, but then they go to college and then it's like, oh, wait, this is not working. And then they take that break, right? And then they get back together and it can either go one way or not. So I just feel timing is definitely everything. And like speaking to your partner and knowing that, or speaking to like a future partner and like discussing, like, is this the right time for us? That's a real ass question.
It really is. And I feel like timing is everything, because I have met people, and for right now in this current situation, I'm very focused on my business, and having the energy to involve somebody else right now is just not there. It's not a priority for me right now. But, you know, 9 months ago, I was all for it. And so priorities change, and communicating that I think is so important. But who knows when I'll be open to I know when I'm going to be open to considering another relationship.
Wow. So you already have it planned out. It's on Google Calendar.
I'm so done with you. My plan is actually, like, right now I'm really working on my business, but in about 6 to 9 months, I plan to hire a relationship coach to help me continue the healing process to actually be ready to welcome somebody into my life. So theoretically after that, I'll be ready for my husband. But until then, just keep wandering the world knowing that I'm getting ready for you.
and they're getting ready for you too. And they're getting ready for you too. Because with time comes wisdom, you know, comes lessons. And yeah, there, I believe that for you. I want that for you.
Oh, you're so sweet. Do you ever like do manifesting or like seeing into the future meditations?
Oh yeah. Yes. A lot.
So you want to tell me what you see when you look at like your dating life when you do those?
Oh, I don't look at my dating life.
You don't. That's so interesting. So I've been doing them a lot lately, and I see like a 3 to 5 year time frame, my beach house on the beach with my husband, and I haven't seen his face yet, but I know like his build, and I got like a general idea of what he looks like. But I haven't seen his face yet. But like, I know, and I think that's because I haven't actually met him yet, which is why I don't see his face. Like, I did it just yesterday and I saw him from the back, and he's like holding on to me while we're like celebrating that we just bought our beach home.
Wow. That is some beautiful spiritual stuff right there. You are just crafting the vision. Yes.
I am. I really am. But it's the same one every single time. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah. You know what a repeater visualization that I have? I'm like walking on a TV show. Like, I'm literally, every time I visualize myself and like my career, I'm always like walking behind stage and like being me. Like, and then I see like a whole bunch of people. That's what I can. Consistently, I'm thinking about that. And I always try to like think of something else, like, OMG, okay, I need to think of something else because I just want to, like, I want to add on. But it's, they're telling me, like, they're telling me, but the universe is telling me that I need to finish off this visualization. I'm getting stuck. Like, it's telling me that, like, I'm stuck. So it's, which is why I told you that I invested in myself and stuff like that, because as much as I want to imagine greater for myself and even my dating life too, you know, I need to incorporate my dating. I said this year that I was going to invite more love in, but I think I need to be more specific with my intention, because I am inviting more love, but it's like from my family, from my friends, you know, stuff, even my career, like meeting you, you know, and just like chatting with you on Mondays, you know, is like, I'm definitely inviting that more in, but there's a blockage with the men, with my relationship. Wow. This is a therapy session. Wow.
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 We just went real deep.
We did. Wow. But yeah, so definitely, but that blockage, I know that it's just me trying to stay focused, because I really need to get my career like grounded so that when I do show up in a relationship, I'm not relying on anybody for any type of money or anything like that. Like, I've never been the type. So it's like, I can't start now, you know, and getting in. I graduated from college about a year ago. So now I'm like trying to figure out what my career is doing. But yeah.
Do you feel like partners are intimidated by you being able to provide for yourself and not need somebody?
I feel like they are, for sure. I feel like they are, because especially how I carry myself, how I speak about myself, or just how I speak in general, it's very, oh, does she have it all together though? Yes, it seems like she does. I'm scared. Bye. So I definitely think I intimidate people, but that's the thing. Why am I attracting people that I'm intimidating? I'm ready to attract someone that I don't intimidate. Come up in my field. I've been saying that lately. Like, when you're in my like energy field, be ready to learn from me and also teach me some things. I can get really like, teach me, baby. Yes. Like, you know, like I can calm it down a little bit. Like, I'm not always so dominant and like sure of myself, I guess. There's times where I'm going to need that support, you know, emotional support. So there was a tweet from one of my IG friends, Isabella. She tweeted, "Emotionally support me harder, daddy." And I was like, "Yes, that is what I'm looking for in 2021.
You brought up something that made me think about this. So the masculine energy.
Yes.
Do you feel like you're in the masculine or the feminine?
I feel like I'm definitely in the masculine stage right now, because the masculine stage, when you're channeling that masculine energy, you're really channeling like loudness, I would say. I am here. I am ready to change the world. Now, don't keep in mind, that doesn't mean that the feminine energy doesn't have that. It's the good balance that we all need. So I'm definitely channeling the like masculine, like, I am here. I am prideful, but not in the way that that's bad, but just like, I'm proud of my achievements and I'm ready to like show them, because at one point in my life, I was dimming my light. But I feel like my whole thing, just even with Sex with Baddies, it's the balance of mask and femme, like just the balance. And some people may say, you know, don't say mask and femme. Okay. And then I'll be like, okay, so if we don't want to say that, then we can say the moon and the sun, you know, just balancing those energies. No, like seriously, because the moon is like in charge of the water in our body, you know, emotions, and the sun is in charge of a lot of things too, like our energy and stuff. And I feel like that is like, that's what the balance mean for me. Just kind of balancing those. So definitely I am more, my masculine has been peaking a lot because I've been more career focused. But once I start inviting in that love, especially from like a partner, or if not from a partner, for myself a little deeper, then that feminine energy will be high rise. Probably, and then I'll need to balance it out again and then do all that good stuff.
Yeah. So I had like a NLP inner child working session yesterday, and like some Reiki and just a bunch of stuff. And something that I am learning more about is like, I need to learn how to drop into my feminine side. Like, I am definitely masculine, which creates a lot of issues in relationships. I don't know a whole lot about all of it. So it's like something that I'm getting into and learning more about and understanding, but I think that'll help me be more ready for the next situationship.
Yeah, no, definitely. Inner child work can help so much things, because it brings up things that you repressed and didn't know. So definitely that's some really great work you're doing. And Reiki is also like really good energy work too. So you're definitely like, you're on your way.
Girl, I'm trying. There was somebody I dated last year who comes in and out of my life a lot. Last time we had talked, he had mentioned like, you know, I wish you were doing more to heal yourself. And I'm like, excuse you, you have no idea what I'm doing, and nor do I need to explain what I'm doing to you. And I was a little bit offended that like he just assumes that because dating isn't my primary focus right now, that I'm not working on myself.
Totally understand. And that was what I was thinking with the feminine energy that I was speaking about. And I was saying, like, you know, once I kind of get that up, I'll probably be more open to love. I think people just, they put that in a category, like emotions and love and all that, you know, they put that in the same category. And it's just, no, that doesn't mean I'm not healing myself because I'm not ready for that. I'm not willing to have a relationship right now. Like that, there needs to be a distinction. Okay.
And you have to do that inner child work. You have to do that inner healing before you can be ready to allow somebody else to enter your life.
Right, right. And some people may say that in the relationship, we can grow together. We can heal all wounds together.
Bullshit.
No. You can, but you have to be wary of trauma bonding because that's a whole thing. You know?
Oh, interesting. I've never even heard of that.
Oh, yes.
Like, I've heard of it, but I don't know about it.
Trauma bonding is a whole thing. I mean, to the biggest, to the littlest thing. Like, if you and a person are going through a situation, whether that was together or, like, you know, some like family or anything, career, of course you're going to want to, like, talk to that person and be like, you know what? My relationship is so bad. My relationship is so bad too. OMG. I didn't have sex last night. I haven't had sex in 3 months. Like, you know, and then it's like, okay, you can, that's fine. Right. But when there's no, when it becomes a bit, okay, but are we really helping each other to get to the next, to get out of this feeling? Or are we just exchanging these words to make each other, like, feel content in this moment, safe in this moment? It's like, yes, you will feel safe in this moment, but here's the thing: when one of the members of the trauma bond nation moves on, you're then gonna start going through all types of depression, you know, especially if you're a person that's prone to that, because it's like, oh my gosh, my trauma bond person left me, or they're now thinking, you know, they're now moving on in their life and stuff like that. And then you will really start to see, oh, wait, I was trauma bonding with that person.
Yes. So have you read the book Attached?
No.
Oh, I'm shocked. You would love it. But Attached talks about all of the different types of relationship, not relationship styles, attachment styles. So whether you're secure, anxious, or avoidant, and it goes into really great detail. But basically, this person that you trauma bond with is your anchor or your secure person. Mm-hmm. And I can totally see times in my life where I have anchored with somebody because we were going through similar things at the same time.
Yes.
And that support. Interesting. So interesting. Man, you're blowing my mind.
It's definitely a whole thing. And you really won't know that you're doing it because it feels so good in the beginning to know that you have someone going through something similar to you, or is just willing to listen to you, you know, it's just, then that's a whole other thing too.
Yes. So back to dating.
Oh, yes.
There's something that I always struggle with, and I think a lot of people probably can relate to this, is dating one person at a time or multiple people at the same time. How do you navigate that? I'm curious.
It's almost like a full-time job. I'm just kidding. No, but it can become very energy taxing because if you don't know how to separate your energy the way you truly want to, you'll confuse yourself. So the main thing that I tell people when it comes to, like, you know, dating multiple people, you have to figure out that, like, your energy, how are you splitting it? How are you splitting it? Does this person make you laugh? Okay, great. So, you know, maybe the person that you're trauma bonding with, maybe you have the second person you're trauma bonding with, after you speak with them, it's probably a good time for you to have, like, some funny times, right? Some funny times with the third one, right? Right. Like, no, it's serious. Like, you have to piece it out a little bit.
So I always struggle, and this is actually where, like, they're all the one until they're not the one came from, is that when I am actively dating somebody for a relationship, I don't want to be dating other people at the same time because my energy is all over the place and I can't give them all of the energy that they deserve. And if I'm distracted by other things, I'm not going to really be able to see what's in front of me. And so for me, like, I really struggle with dating multiple people at a time, but I have no issue when I'm not looking for a relationship dating multiple people at a time.
That makes perfect sense.
Does it though?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. You're saying when you're not looking for a relationship, you can date multiple people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think because one, like, your intention, right? We always have to start with the intention, is that you're not looking for something permanent or right now. You're just really, you're honestly giving yourself permission to just be, honestly. That's what the mindset of not looking for someone or like not wanting to get into a relationship. But when you do want to get into a relationship, your intention is that, okay, I am looking for the one. So that means two and three gets automatically shoved to the side because that initial intention, it's all about the initial intention. That's why a lot of times I'll think to myself, what am I doing this for? Whenever I ask myself, what am I doing this for? And then I answer and it gives me so much clarity, right? So that is exactly why you have that, like, and that's fine. That's fine. You just have to own it. You know, you just have to own that you're a person that when you're ready to get into a relationship, you want to give a person your full energy as far as a relationship and stuff like that. You want to give them the full energy, give them the chance. Because I think, honestly, what I'm hearing is that you know what you have to offer. And you just want to see if they can offer you, you know, something back as far as love and, you know, whatever you need, you know, that good balance when it comes to relationships. I feel like you know what you have to offer. So when you're trying new people, I think that's when the confusion comes in. It's just like, okay, you're nice, but you know, you always just tune in to the one that gives you the most or that you love the most or like the most. So that's what I'm getting from you. I don't know. Tell me if I'm wrong.
No, I think you're pretty spot on.
That's what I'm getting.
It's just so interesting. So a question that kind of came to mind while you were talking was, when do you set your intentions with a relationship?
When you're trying to get into, like when you're actually trying to get into a full-blown relationship?
Just in general, like, say, at what stage do you say, hey, I want to get into a relationship versus, hey, I'm just looking for fun?
Okay. So I don't know if this answered the question, but I did think of a topic around this. I have blended the conversations, but I'm thinking as far as just any intentions, even just in a relationship, I'm thinking if we're talking about like that intimate relationship, set that intention right before you start to drop into those feelings. Right. So, you know, you'll meet somebody, you're like, okay, like they're cool. But then you meet them again, you're like, oh, shoot, they're cool. Boom. That's where you set your intention. You have to set it right in that vulnerable space. Because right now you're like dipping into liking them and also like, but I can dip out. So you need to, right? No, I'm so serious. Like right before, because when you start to dip in to the relationship and you start to really like the person, you're already going to confuse yourself because your mind is already on this person, like, oh shoot, I really, and then you're looking at your phone every 5 seconds. Oh shoot, did they text me? Or like, did they text me good morning? Or oh shoot, they just got off of work. I haven't heard from them in 3 hours. When you start getting into those mindsets, because sometimes that does naturally happen if you're that type of person. So right when you that vulnerable stage of you liking the person, but you still can like be like, all right, no, this person's not for me. Set your attention. Do I want to do this right now? Am I in the space to have my energy kind of go towards this? And if it's no, then you have to, then that's extra work because you're in that vulnerable space. You still kind of like them. You still kind of don't. So that's when the work comes in, and that's a whole other thing.
Yeah. Those conversations are really, really important, but also like not easy by any means.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I believe you also said when you're trying to decipher if this relationship is going, well, if this dating phase is going to turn into something more, right? I feel like for me, this is a hard one because I literally ask them like straight up, okay, well, guess what? I'm dipping into my feelings. Like, you know, I'm starting to like you more. Like, how do you see this going? You know, my feelings aren't too snatched from you, right? I literally let them know, like, I'm not sold on you, but I like you, you know? What do you want? What do you want? Like, and then I start to gauge what they say. And then honestly, they will say anything. They will say anything. They would say, oh yeah, no, I really like you. You know, you're cool. You know, I'm just taking it easy. First of all, I'm confused still. I'm opening up this open conversation for us to like talk about it for at least 5 to 10 minutes. You are not about to hit me with the, I'm taking it easy. Give me at least 2 more sentences. I need more, you know, because it's, you obviously haven't thought this over for yourself, you know?
Yep. Or the, I don't like to put any pressure on anything. That's what I got the last time I asked about intentions. And I'm like,
pressure make diamonds, boo. No, but I mean, it's true though. But no, but I understand when they say like they don't want to put pressure on anything. It's like, no, we're not putting pressure. You know what's going to feel pressure when you end up doing something weird and then I have to ask you, you know, why didn't you, you know, tell me that you no longer wanted to go out tonight? It's like I fell asleep, or you know, just like, okay, cool. But make sure, you know, don't make that happen again, you know, or it is just like, okay, like little conversations like that, we need to start having, you know, it is like when that line is kind of rocky, you don't know if you should get mad or not, you know, like, okay, should I be a little upset, or because there's no pressure, I should just float in the air? Like, man, I'm confused.
Exactly. Well, and for me, like, I want to know, What are your freaking intentions? Like, are you thinking relationship, or is right now you're working on yourself and a relationship not something that you're thinking about? And if so, that's okay, but you have to communicate that to me so that I know where you stand so that I can decide if that's appropriate for what I'm looking for.
Yes, definitely.
Communication, man.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. Like, Are we going in the same direction, or are we not going in the same direction? What is it? Because it is important to know, like, make sure that y'all goals do align, because somebody is going to end up possibly feeling a way at the end. Why do this? Why do that to each other? Like, why? So intentions are very important. I don't know.
And I think that even with, I know a lot of men that have had divorces, and I know a lot of women, but I mostly talk to men about this for some reason. But the biggest reason why their relationships failed were because of where they were going, and their goals with their life were very different, and they weren't aligned together.
Mm-hmm. For sure. One person is probably going to feel less, or, you know, it's just, when things aren't aligned, it's noticeable. And if the people that are in that relationship aren't willing to make it work in the most non-toxic way, something healthy, because I promote healthy relationships at the end of the day. Like the toxic stuff, like I understand that some people do find it cute, or like, oh no, it's hot. I just feel like it's taxing on the body, right? So anything to make this relationship healthy, I'm all for. Are you all for that? Okay, well, guess what? How I view non-toxic relationships is by us setting an intention. You know, like, oh, flip it right back on them. Like, all right, great. So now that we're going in the right direction, how do you feel about this? You know? And some people, like you said, intentions may not be their thing. That's fine. That is a specific personality type that is not mine. And that's okay.
It's totally okay. And there is somebody for them.
There's always somebody
for them. But it's not me.
But it won't be me. You know? Exactly. Like, I already dealt with those type of personality types. And I just realized that, no, it never worked out for me. So
I know we can talk forever about dating, but I really wanted to get into more of the confidence in the bedroom and feeling sexy. And I know that that's what you're really all about. So What I want to do is go ahead and have you tell the listeners where they can find you at. And on our next episode, we will have another episode with you to talk more about that. So stay tuned for more confidence tips. Where can the listeners find you at?
Okay, cool. No. I'm ready to give them some confident tips. Okay, Jordan, listen. But where you all can find me is Instagram at Sex with Baddies, Twitter at Sex with Baddies. If you want to give me some, you know, a donation, Patreon, that I have that too, Sex with Baddies. And meet me over there, and I would love to chat with you all, and we can get some coaching, some workshops, get your confidence levels going. Like, we do that over there at Sex with Baddies. And like I said, I am Coach Baddie, and thank you so much for having me, Jordan, on this wonderful podcast that you have.
Yes, thank you so much. And I am so excited to go into more detail about all of these confidence tips. So stay tuned to the next episode. This podcast is sponsored by Pure Romance by Jordan Jones, offering top bath and beauty products and relationship enhancement items. Check out the link in the bio to start shopping today. By shopping with Pure Romance by Jordan Jones, you are supporting this podcast. Thank you for joining today and continuing to bring awareness to women's health. If you love the show, please subscribe so you never miss another episode and leave a review for others to see. If you want to see me on the daily, you can check out my bio for links to all my pages. Be sure to share this episode with your girlfriends. Thanks again, and see you next episode.